us good money, and good money also our friends from the department and the entity of Asia Pacific and AIPA. And good money also to AIPA, we got a lot of advice.
Sorry for that, I'm just trying to look at the material. I see there are some new faces, probably. We need to do our routine. Let's introduce ourselves and then continue with our today's session. Somebody wants to enter. Have you closed? Why did you lock? Yeah, if you come late, we lock you out now. We have taken a decision. If any post is late, we will lock him out. No, don't lock. I'm going. Okay, right. I think we have had we decided that today we must again try and finalize the ISA bill because Parliament is rising also next week, and when Parliament is rising, they want that all bills that are in the process of finalization be finalized so that they enter the processing of next week, whereby next week if they can be processed through the National Assembly, then such bills are able to be accommodated in the NCOP cycle, which is I think final according to the information I have. If any bill misses the final cycle of the NCOP, then it runs the risk, because of the next step being the election year, that it will only be looked into by the fifth parliament. So if we do not finalize anything this week, it is going to be for the fifth parliament. So we are bound by time limits to try and finalize this thing. But I don't think that we will have any problem about finalization, in that the most important controversial points have been resolved between the state law advisors and the entities in question. I think for us now, the bill, it has become very less controversial, and it is now very straightforward. And I'm going to be briefing the whippery about this bill after we finish here. And I need us to really try and finalize everything, because they want it to be debated in Parliament next week, if at all we are ready. If at all we have finalized it, because they want it to be finalized next week. Next week is our last week of Parliament. And then NCOP, if it doesn't enter with the bills that are entering after next week, then it's a bill that is not going to materialize until it starts afresh, because any bill that is left over now will have to be started afresh in the fifth parliament it will go have to be reversed back and start where it started in the department to the cabinet and back to parliament. So it's going to be a very difficult exercise if we can just miss this point. Right. I think the department, the department and the SATO advisors must take us through that.
Thanks, Chen, and good morning, honorable members. The department has discussed the reservations, especially with one clause that the committee had, and have also discussed. This clause with AISA, with both AISA and HRC, and both entities agreed that the matter of ring fencing of the AISA budget for the MTF period within the HRC be dealt with administratively through the allocation process within the department. So we're proposing now three changes on the introduced bill. The first change, which was not presented previously, it is a consequence of the latest change relating to the referencing of the budget. If I can take the honourable members through the proposed changes. First change is on page 2 in line 14. We're proposing to omit the heading which reads Transitional Measure Savings, Dissolution of Council of Institute and Funding, and substitute with the heading which reads Transitional Measure Savings and Dissolution of the Council, because now the issue of funding will not be dealt with in the bill, so we had to change now the heading so that it's consistent with the contents of the bill. The second change, which was already read through, which was submitted last time we met in this committee, is on page 3, which I'll also go through it again. We're proposing to omit from line five to omit disestablished and dissolved with effect from the date contemplated in section 5 and to substitute hereby dissolved, meaning that subsection 5 will now read the council of the institute established by section 4(1) of the Afro Institute of South Africa Act is hereby dissolved, and the rest of the wording will fall away. That is to be consistent in terms of the language used with the language employed in the previous sections of the bill. The last amendment that we're proposing is also on page 3 from line 7 to omit subsection 6. Subsection 6 was the subsection that members of the committee expressed reservations about. And like I indicated earlier in discussions with the department and the state law advisors and the Office of the Parliamentary Law Advisor, we decided that it should be deleted altogether, and all issues relating to funding allocation and referencing be dealt with administratively through the allocation process. Those are the amendments that we're proposing to the committee for adoption. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The new amendments that have been done in accordance with our concerns last time. I wonder if members want to have an input. I know one member wanted to probably have some comment or something.
Not me. Are you finished?
Yeah.
No, it's not necessarily comment, no.
Chair, my only comment would be yes, I agree fully, and I find the bill quite acceptable as it stands now.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. If the amendments were to be in line with what the committee wishes, there is some consequential amendments to the memorandum, and I can point it out. It's in the memorandum on the objects, paragraph 1.6 and paragraph 2.3.3 no longer applies, and it's merely a consequential amendment which I want to bring to the committee's attention. We will omit these paragraphs from the memo on the objects. It's paragraph 1.6 and paragraph 2.3.3, both occur on page 4 of the bill.
Any comments from our parliamentary advisor?
Thank you, Chair. No, we are in full agreement with all of the amendments as well as the consequential amendments.
So you think everything is safe now?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Then I will therefore give it to the members to adopt or reject the bill. Honourable Tunja.
Thank you, Chair, honourable members and the department and from ISA and SRFC. I, Lindela Tunja, from the African National Congress, formally move for the adoption with the amendments thereof. Thank you.
Honourable
Chair, I just want it to be recorded that I reserve my rights. I still have to take it to the caucus of the DA to discuss it. But I will inform you in due course.
Go ahead, sir, mate. Honourable Smith.
Chair, Peter Smith, IP. I second the motion of the Chief Whip. Of the Whip, sorry.
Thank you very much, Honourable Smith. So, I will read therefore the report of the portfolio committee, which needs again to be considered here. I understand Honourable Clapper Lawrence will abstain because she has got to prefer. Seniors.
Sorry, Chair.
Yeah.
Thank you, and my apology. I will also abstain because I had to take it to my caucus also.
You also.
Thank you.
And mind you, now it means that the bill will not be finalized probably if in that way because we need it will need your support before it can be taken to the House. Honourable Smith.
Chair, any member can vote in support. If you need a vote, you can just find somebody in the passageway.
Oh, okay, we'll need to have a quorum.
Yeah.
How many are we here?
One, two,
Okay, then we can go ahead. Let me read the report for adoption now, which is going to be presented to the National Assembly. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology on the Africa Institute of South Africa ACT Repeal Bill, B6, 2013, dated 12 June 2013. The Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology, having considered the subject of the Africa Institute of South Africa Act Repeal Bill, B6, 2013, National Assembly, Section 75, referred to it and classified by the joint taking mechanism as a Section 75 bill, reports the bill with amendments, B6A, 2013. Any adoption, support and seconder?
I, Linda Ratunja from the ANC, move forward with this.
Honourable Smith?
Smith, IFP, I second the motion.
Okay, there you are. So we have come to the finalization of the bill. We will expect the further comments from the caucuses of the... but I take it that the bill is not has no controversy after all the amendments that have been done. It's just a matter of formality that they must inform their caucuses, is it? Yeah. Thank you very much, State Law Advisors, for all the work that you have afforded us. And thank you very much, the Department, for taking us through and for responding to our concerns. Thank you very much. We think we'll be able next week to put the bill before the House, and then it will find its way through before the end of the year. I don't know how soon NSOP is going to look into it, but it has got, as I understand, one cycle remaining, and after that, then it will close its doors, which means that anything that hasn't entered during the cycle, then it will be have to be considered for the fifth parliament. Thank you very much for.
Just for my clearance, because it's the first time that in the committee we have come to this situation. I just wanted to get clarity.
Yeah.
Is it the report, or is it the amendments and whatever that is in the bill that the honourable members are reserving a right? I just want to clarify my mind. As I've said, it's the first time in the committee that we have such a situation. So
we are now finalizing the whole legislation.
Okay.
The legislation is being finalized now. That's why we have moved clause by clause. If we, after moving clause by clause, so any member of the portfolio committee has got to be sure that he agrees with all the clauses that are there, and we agreed except those few things where there were controversies last time, and they have gone to go and look into it. The State Law Advisors, in consultation with Parliamentary Advisors, in consultation with the Department, and they have agreed to amend it as we wish now. And as a result, once everything, it means that we have gone through the bill and accepted it as it stands with those necessary amendments. And so it is being accepted by the committee. It can now be presented to the National Assembly for debate, or if there are no speakers from the parties, then it will not be debated. It will only be a report. Yeah, that's how it goes. Honourable Smith.
Well, Chair, in fact, I wanted to raise that very last matter myself. If a bill is completely uncontroversial, so it depends what comes out of the two caucuses, but I assume they'll get a mandate. Mm-hmm. Assuming it's completely uncontroversial, we do have the right to say to the House if we want that we don't even want a debate. It's just a non-issue.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
So, I mean, I would like, if possible, to go that route.
Yeah.
Because purely for personal reasons, to get here next Thursday is a pain. But if it's necessary, we'll go that route, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, honorable.
I can assure you, it's just I have to bring it before my caucus, and it has to be discussed. I can't vote today, so I have to stick the rules. And but I won't oppose the bill if I get my.
We have already voted to have abstained.
Yeah.
That's how it depends on once we are a quorum. You vote to abstain or you oppose, whatever, but for now you abstained, okay?
I'm
but then you can
the
go
remarks on
now,
the debate.
The problem is that now, when about the debate, there are caucuses, two of you, the abstainers, or the abstainees, I don't know what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
But two of you, you may come, your caucus may feel like, no, they need to... to debate, and in which case, therefore, they may give you that we need to know that in good time before next week.
Yes.
Our caucuses, they wanted to debate, but what Honourable Smith is saying is that it would have saved us time because there are no controversies amongst ourselves as a committee because it depends on us as a committee reporting to our caucus. Even myself, I'm going to report now. What has happened to our caucus tomorrow, you see. And so I would recommend to my committee what Honourable Smith is saying, that I would not have wanted any debate from our side. Our committee doesn't want any debate, but it depends on the other two parties who are still going to make consultations with their caucuses.
Chair, your point is taken, but I cannot preempt the response of my caucus, and therefore...
I will not say... Well, we are saying we are saying that you, two of you, are still having to consult with your caucuses, and we will take it from there whether we debate it or not.
Exactly.
But what we are saying, all of us, except two of you, are agreed that we don't even need a debate because there is no controversy in the bill after its amendments. That's all that we are saying. Right. Let us wish the HSRC and the AISA good luck in their merger or in their working together. I don't know what you call it.
In
your marriage.
In
I think it's marriage. Yeah. We wish you luck. We hope to see you next time here coming together as a family. Yeah.
Not in the
big. Thank you very much. I hope that there is no any further input. Okay. At that level, I think... I think the session is adjourned, and I just need members to remain for our business about oversight and other things that we need to attend to. Thank you very much.